On today's program, highlights of the JCDC's Creative Writing Competition and Exhibition launch. Stay tuned as we uncover this week's Arts Page. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Jamaica's Poet Laureate Lorna Goodison once said, "I can truly say that had nobody ever read my poems, I would have written them anyway." But imagine the feeling of pride you would get by being recognized for your writing with an award. The Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC's Creative Writing Competition, exists to do just that, encourage and develop the literary arts in Jamaica. Earlier in May, the deadline for submission of entries was extended, and hundreds of pieces poured in, giving the judges a mammoth task of grading them all. At the end of the day, just over 70 persons, some with multiple entries, were awarded at a ceremony at the Knutsford Court Hotel in Kingston on August 15. Acting Director of Arts Development and Training at the JCDC, Andrew Broadba, says the awardees were truly deserving, having distinguished themselves from scores of writers from all across the island.
We had to extend the time because the judges were saying, "Wow, there are so many entries, we need some more time to mark." And that came mostly in poetry, because poetry often takes most of the entries in.
He is encouraging other persons who have not yet entered the competition to do so when the admission period opens later this year.
We just really want to encourage all Jamaicans, those who have not yet entered the competition, to use the opportunity that the competition offers. Many persons, this is when they learn that they have a skill, and they are like, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe I have won a gold medal. I can't believe that I'm recognized by so-and-so. I had this talent." So we are really encouraging persons to enter the competition and see what's happening.
The participants received awards for their entries in the categories of poetry, short story, novel, essay, and play. The awardee for Best Overall Junior and Intermediate Writer, Latoya Wakefield, who also won silver medals for her two short stories, says this was her first time entering after wrestling with the decision for about 25 years.
Well, it's been a while. I've been thinking about it. I've been a writer since I could walk. And I decided that it's about time I enter the competition. It's my first time, and my friends were like, "Go ahead and do it." And I was like, "Yes, it's time."
Two-time awardee Denijah Taylor tells us about his silver medal winning story, Odeda, Guardian and Gods.
This child, Abe, his father was the leader of the village, but he ended up died in a battle with a grey beast. So he became depressed, and the village elders moved him to the back of the village. He eventually fell in love with the moon. The sun got jealous and a war inspired. And basically, he defeated the sun in the war, and he died, and he became a hero.
He says he only received a certificate of merit in 2016, but the benefits of entering encouraged him to try again.
It's a good venture to try also for young authors or inspiring authors. Even the first award that I won last year, it opened a lot of doors for me. I was introduced to a lot of people in terms of the arts world, in terms of entertainment world through this award. I got recognition.
Bronze medalist and novelist Hugh Martin says no matter how young or old the writer, the competition has a place for everyone.
If you are writing, enter the competition because it validates what you're doing. It puts you against others, and the judges usually don't know who you are, so you know that when you get an award, you deserve to get that award.
Awards included trophies, medals, cash awards, and baskets of goodies. Category winners also received brochure bags just in time for the new school year. The National Library of Jamaica and the Jamaica Library Service have partnered with the JCDC to expose the winning works in an exhibition. The exhibition, which will travel across parishes, will maximize the exposure of the awardees and their works, giving members of the public an opportunity to enjoy the best that Jamaica has to offer in creative writing. To find out when the exhibition will be in your parish, call the JCDC at 926-5726-9. And that's how we wrap things up this week. Tune in next time. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.